Okay, how are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Good. So we also practice. You know, we have a full house here, so we're gonna try. I'm gonna talk fast, but this is a lot to share. So first of all, I want to share a couple disclosures. Our main relationship with social justice. That's my disclosure. Also, we have our second main relationship is with health equity. So we really wanted to work with the healthcare system, but we don't want to please the healthcare system. We're really focusing on grassroots voice to be able to educate the healthcare system about what needs to be happening for health equity. Also, we are also another disclosure is regarding our power. We really wanted to recognize the power, how it plays in hierarchical things, and you know, so we can move forward. So I wanted to present quickly our folks here. We have four community health workers here presenting with us today, representing the African American community, Latino community, and Native community, and also work with the Asian community and African refugees. And I have our minority health officer here, and also the chronic disease prevention unit folks representing here. Very quickly, that started 6 years ago with the folks with the Latino community. We started in, we're from Wisconsin. We developed our own training because we recognized the trainings were really medical oriented, but we wanted to be, so developed our own training already, promotores de salud with a lot of continuing education training. In the last 7 years, we did a lot of campaigns, connected with the health department and some community organizations. But in listening to the community health workers and the ground, recognize that segregation, unemployment, access to anything, access to health, access to voice, access to education, racism, immigration, poverty was really the main causes of a lot of the health issues, right? So we recognize that we couldn't speak loud enough if we're doing this by ourselves. So we really recognize we had to shift our focus only to the Latino community, but really engaged many communities of color and support the collective voices. So then shifted from individual impact to collective impact to systemic impact. You know, a lot of community health workers are doing a lot of individual impact. It's good. Behavioral change is important, right? But we know that you can exercise and eat an apple, but if you're unemployed and you live close to a dirty river and you work three jobs, you're going to continue to be sick, right? And also we know that we can scream as loud as we can. If we're by ourselves, we cannot do much. So we wanted to see collective impact. But you can scream as much as you want, and the policies are still there. We cannot go anywhere. So that's why we wanted to systemic change. We partner with many organizations, and we have a representation here with 16th Street Clinic, who has been one of the main partners for us. Universities, health departments, many community organizations. And with the Minority Health Program support, we had our first Minority Health Month event, where we engaged community health workers from many communities. I think we have around 20 different countries engaged. And the discussion was, we need to make this happen and soon. So United Voices was formed. So United Voices is a grassroots collaborative that was founded and led by community health workers of five different communities. And we have a lot of fun, basically. We also wanted to have a very global impact. So maybe I should put the world. Maybe we should put another circle there. But anyway, we have United Voices as the center of leadership. We also have the State Health Department supporting. We're part of Region 5 Health Equity. And also we see you guys, you know, as a way to reach national. And then seriously, we should put global there. We also did a campaign. So we did, what is it?
Next year.
Right? We did a campaign where we did five videos talking about how community health workers support health equity. We have some copies here for you guys today, and developed our own logo, t-shirts. We really have a lot of fun. And now I wanted to have Yunita Rose to share a little bit about mission and our structure and everything. And then we're going to go.
I am Yunita. I'm here to state that that United Voices consists of all community health workers with the support of our state staff. There are three basic components of the United Voices, which is 80 plus members of the membership participants, then followed by a strategic team, which consists of 12 members, also followed then by our leadership team of 12. And of the 12, we meet biweekly, and as well as just be nervous. So strategic team meets biweekly, the leadership teams meets weekly, monthly, excuse me, and the participant members meet quarterly. Through that, we decided that there were some things that needed to be done. So with the engagement of our community participants, we helped birth the United Voices to deal with the challenges and priorities and barriers needed for barriers and voices that was needed. The leadership team met to refine and fine-tune the recommendations of the leadership group. Our vision is through a strong and united body of community health workers, we envision a healthier community with equal voices and equal opportunities. Mission stands as one true collective voice of multicultural community health workers to support each other and alleviate health disparities and influence policy making. And with that, we also, at times, we do that by supporting each other in different cultural events. We have asked what was important to them, some of which was that they were interested in having language translation, a call center, a directory of our CHWs, and having decision input.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Maria. Why United Voices is important to the community health workers? United Voices support the community health workers to educate, advocate, and change the system to better serve the communities. Influence policymaking is the standardization process of technology. Influence policymaking is a very important, so we need to stand up and speak up and express ourselves in order to take action and how politics and policies can be more outside of and help us and be on our side to do a better job. The technology, as we can see through the whole convention, is a must. So we are asking through the United Voices for support getting those trainings done and get a better job done. CAHPS is trust as a that builds a strong relationship among the community health workers from diverse community and research, peer consultation and exchange of knowledge. Self-care, we have the last 2 points for us as the mass and the group. Self-care is very important. Learn about ourselves in order to support others. In our meetings, we normally started with a reflection, meditation, and breathing techniques just to help the health promoters to relax and find a way that they can relieve the stress if they are having a heavy day. So we bring them, go to the work with those techniques. And of course, celebration. It's always a way to share and bring fun to our lives and our communities. So as a part of the diversity, Latino, we are well known for parties. So let's go do a party. Thank you.
United Voices were created by CHWs. To have a United Voices collaborative to be recognized as the headquarters for the CHWs, to create financial stability, to alleviate ethnic disparities, and to break segregation, to exchange language, culture, and ideas, and also to create ways to value the CHW volunteers' participation through financial incentives. My goal through United Voices is to have my Native community, to help my Native community in educating them on health issues that is affecting their community and to give them resources that they need to be able to take charge of their health. And my own personal goal is to make my Native community a healthier and stronger community and to be the example that they need to find their voice the way United Voices has helped me find mine.
So as you can see, we have a lot of next steps. As a United Voices, the one thing unique about United Voices is that we're always creating. So nothing's in stone. Everything is flexible and fun at the same time, as Maria was mentioning. So I just want to just, I'm just going to few of them, which are the most important ones, is to continue collecting data and analyzing it. And what we mean by that is that we want to know where they are, what they're doing, and who they are. So the next one would be developing and system the community health worker certificate program through our university, Wisconsin Milwaukee. And then my exciting one. This is my exciting one. Oh, is to obtain our own facility building that would have many of things. And many of things are, as terms, you know, it would be a social gathering and also a place that we can have fun. Establishing the Wisconsin Community Health Worker Task Force in Policies and Development. And as Ana Paula mentioned, statewide, we're going to start with statewide, but then we're going for global. United Voices.
There's a lot of work to do to get there, right? A lot of airplane tickets, we have to buy them.
So what we're all here to learn about today is how do we harness this energy for policy change? So my name is Sherry Oley. I work for the State Health Department. I work in the Division of Public Health, the Chronic Disease Prevention Unit. And I'm excited to say that our unit supports this work financially, that we have provided funds. Yes, right? That we are very fortunate in our state to have that as a possibility. And we're providing funds to financially support two community health worker positions to move this work forward, one who will coordinate this great effort and do all the work that it takes to bring all of these minds together at the table with the state policy and decision makers. So we're really excited about that. And then another one to work on some of the evidence-based strategies around health that we are working with as well, so that we keep integrating those two things of training and voice together and make that happen. So this is where we're working with the center circle of United Voices and Community Health Worker Leadership. When we meet their needs and bring them together, and most of what you've seen here has come from them, and the state is saying yes, yes, yes to that, we can then work on all of these issues that look so familiar to everyone. I don't think there's been a presentation today or yesterday that didn't say some variation of this. And with our standardized training, we're looking to work through apprenticeship to develop training for healthcare, and at the same time work with the UW program to have a certificate program that is not healthcare related. So we have a way of trying to balance that conversation that we're having about which way do we go? Both ways. We have people that want to do both. We have community health workers that want to do both types of work, and so we can support them no matter what their choice is on that. And then the same with the CHW model. That sort of piggybacks on the training trains to different models. And one of the things you've kind of heard from us, we also want to include the ideas of meditation and Reiki and acupuncture and some of the traditional care that all of these folks are familiar with from where they come from into some of our models as well. Data collection supports that. Financial sustainability, we are wanting to work with Medicaid on the state plan amendments. We're at the very beginning stages of that. We do have them at the table. There's no progress to writing the thing yet, but we'll get there. We'll get there. The other thing about our Medicaid department is that they are working as part of a demonstration project to work on complex cases, and we've already had some influence on that. They were calling them super utilizers. We didn't like that term. Complex cases a little bit better. So that's already happening. And if nothing else, we can work with them on that where they're at and then see what goes from there. So different ways of meeting people's needs in order to get to the ultimate result, right? We're good community organizers. We got that strategy down. And additionally, we don't want to forget that that's not the only way that we can fund. So again, if you're looking at this balance between the social determinants and in advocacy and social justice along with the healthcare model, that there's other things that we also need to have in place if that's going to be successful. And the other one, CHW Statewide Task Force, where, of course, we want what? 51% of community health workers making all the decisions. Yes. And for us, we're probably not going to do that legislatively. We do not have the most supportive governor, so watch out. Walker's running for president, and would seem like. So when you see that name, run fast. No, I'm kidding. I didn't say any of that right now. At any rate, we are not going to do it legislatively. We're going to do it under our Department of Health Services and start there. And when we're ready, we can move on the next steps. So I'd like to invite Evelyn Cruz.
5 minutes.
We have 5 minutes. That's
Ooh,
a lot.
Evelyn, you got 5 minutes.
All right. I'm Evelyn Cruz. I am the Minority Health Officer in the Division of Public Health at the state in Wisconsin. So I wanted to just kind of mention the partners that are working on this initiative with the community health workers. At the state level, we have in the Division of Public Health at the Department of Health Services. Then we also have another statewide partner, which is the Department of Workforce Development. In the Division of Employment and Training, the Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards. So we have been meeting with them to work on putting together the training part of it. And then we also have, as you have heard from them, the community health workers through United Voices Participation. And then we are trying to impact health services providers, payers, including Medicaid. So, So when the Minority Health Program started working with our grassroots organizations to support community United Voices, we did it in thinking as a health equity strategy. Community health workers they bring the grassroots voices into our systems. So we did not want to develop anything that was not what the community needed. So that's what the community health workers do with us right now. We're also building a cross-cultural collaboration and unity in one of the most, if not the most, segregated city in the nation. So that's really one of the things that gets me up in working every day, and that is that we have cross-cultural collaboration. Then we also want to ensure the participation in civic engagement. And through United Voices, as you can see, we do have civic engagement. We also, through the civic engagement, want to see the community capacity and leadership for the community for self-determination and empowerment for change. So they're going global. I mean, I have nothing to say with that. So, I think one of the things that most of us get started on is we really want to make sure that services are cultural linguistic appropriately done for our clients. But to me, that's like, if we do that, that's great. That's really where we set out to do. But I do not want to do that at the cost of ensuring that the community is empowered, that the community voice is at the table, letting us know what the needs are and leading us to the best way to move forward. So that's the reason for our work. So I think I'm done.
I'm just wondering how much to have.
No, I was done anyway. Thank you. So I think to finalize, one thought that I wanted to share is the importance of time and breath. Because we're observing, too, that, you know, there's a lot of opportunities, you know, like what some of other presentations were saying, okay, there's opportunities. A lot of people are talking about community health workers, and they called us to say, okay, do you want to sit down in this council? Do you want to sit down in this advisory? I'm like, no more advisory council. I'm part of like 5 advisory councils. I don't want it to advise. We really need to make happen, right? So I think it's important for us to keep strong in our missions. You know, there's opportunities out there, but if it's not putting us in the direction of really focusing on health equity or really focusing on, or we don't have the time to have our community health workers ready to make a decision, we should think about it. Because I think, you know, like I said, there's opportunities out there. Let's pass legislation. It's really important. But really, like, I really think it's important what we're doing in Wisconsin is to make sure that, okay, you agree with this. The community health workers, this is going to have any effect in your communities that we don't know, right? At first, it could look super exciting, but we're not thinking that could affect communities, right? So I think this is really important that we're really appreciating, you know, the leadership in the state level, and not only in the university level. You know, we have partnership with the UW Milwaukee, the Urban Development Center, where they're like, we're developing a certificate program where it's going to be developed by community health workers, and it's going to be, the teachers are going to be community health workers. So fingers crossed, we've applied for a grant December 3rd. Then we have another excuse for another party. Another cross-cultural party.
I do all of this because of African food. And no, but we're really excited. We applied for a grant with the medical college, and hopefully if we get this grant, but even if we don't get this grant, we're going to move forward and have a certificate program that the community health workers are developing and teaching. So they inspire me every day, you know, and I do the things we do, and we open doors, and we do the impossible, but because of their voice, you know. And like I said, you know, sometimes they bring ideas, and I'm like, oh my God, how are we going to do this? And it just happens. We have the right partners, and, you know, just the excitement is there. So I really appreciate working with you guys.
Thank you. We did it in 20 minutes.